You're with Morning Ireland. It's 11 minutes past eight. Another week in Israeli-Palestinian politics, ceasefire proposals, positive soundings, and then the tide appears to go out once again on hopes for a truce. And still the killing goes on. Israel yesterday closed the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza after Hamas fired rockets from within the strip. Israel said the attack killed three of its soldiers, injuring several others. And overnight, reports that 16 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes in Rafah, seven from the same family. Reuters reporting this morning that Israel's armed forces have begun evacuating Palestinian civilians from Rafah ahead of a threatened assault. Dan Williams is Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem. Dan, has Israel now stepped up the implementation of this long threatened ground offensive on Rafah?
Yes, that would indeed appear to be the case, although the Israeli military is being very measured in what it's saying publicly. It's describing this as a limited evacuation operation. It's not saying explicitly that kinetic offensive action might follow, but for some 2 months now, Israel has been threatening to move on Rafah. Rafah is the only city so far untouched by ground forces in the Gaza Strip during this almost seven-month-old war. It'll be 7 months tomorrow. Israel says it is home to as many as one quarter of Hamas's fighting forces, between 4,000 and 8,000 fighters and potentially dozens of hostages taken by Hamas. But Israel also recognizes, and there's been much alarm over this, that Rafah is the temporary home of more than a million people displaced from other parts of the Gaza Strip. So Israel's plans for Rafah have opened up an unusually public rift with Washington, with the Biden administration, which has said repeatedly that it cannot support a major ground action in Rafah in the absence of what it would call a credible humanitarian plan for evacuating civilians or keeping them out of harm's way. And it would appear that now Israel is starting that move. It's not clear whether the United States has approved this. I would mention that it's possible that this measure, and again, Israel is not yet calling this a ground action by ground forces within Rafah. This could be meant to serve so far fruitless talks, mediated talks on a hostage release by Hamas.
Yes, I wondered about that. The why now, when those talks, if not completely ended, they are still in place. So why now would you do this? And could it also be a response to that Hamas attack, which has killed, we're told, three Israeli soldiers?
Indeed, the way Israel has described this incident, and again, given that Israel has overrun much of the Gaza Strip, its losses have waned in recent weeks, and suddenly there was a spike of bloodshed with three Israeli soldiers killed, according to the military, and between 7 to 12 wounded. And apparently the attack was on Kerem Shalom, which is not just the site of a military base. It is also a crossing point through which aid trucks have been brought into Gaza. Israel effectively trying to meet international demands for increased humanitarian aid. So Israel has expressed outrage at that attack, saying actually the mortar shelling emanated from Rafah, from this city that it is threatening to invade now. That would appear to be the immediate provocation the Israeli officials are citing. But again, there is frustration in Israel at weeks of new truce talks with Hamas, mediated this time by Egypt and to a degree by Qatar, with the CIA chief in the region to try and prod them along. Those have not borne fruit. Hamas wants, actually doesn't want a truce, it wants an end to the war as part of these talks. It wants full Israeli withdrawal of forces, free movement of Palestinians. It effectively wants to preserve its rule in Gaza. And Israel has said that while it's willing to enter a truce, it would eventually resume its efforts to dismantle and disarm Hamas in Gaza. So it's hard to see how those two core demands are bridgeable. And it would appear that in part, this latest action in Rafah is meant to pressure, if not Hamas, then at least the mediators into pressuring Hamas to review the truce offer that it's been presented with.
I wonder, are we likely to see another round of diplomatic manoeuvrings at the start of this week, as we saw last week with Antony Blinken practically dropping down in every Middle Eastern capital within a 24-hour period?
I think we're already seeing it because we had the chief of the CIA, William Burns, who was in Cairo in recent days. Now he's apparently in Doha, the capital of Qatar, which, like Egypt, has been mediating or trying to mediate a new truce. And he may actually be on his way to Israel. Obviously, this is a man, by dint of his role, who doesn't have a very public itinerary. But the fact that even these reports are coming out suggests that the Americans are alarmed by the failure so far of these mediated efforts to produce a truce, a calming of the situation, a consensual release of hostages, increased aid, a release of some Israeli prisoners by Israel. So it would appear they're doing everything they can. And I imagine an Israeli operation in Rafah would focus their efforts even more.
Dan Williams, Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem, thank you very much for joining us. 17 minutes past 8.